afternoon. My name is Betty, and I am a senior citizen who was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma. And I'll tell you how this all came about, how I discovered it. I discovered a lump in my right breast about 9 months to a year ago. And 9 months ago, I did start going to the doctor. Initially, I was sort of in denial. And I had a needle biopsy, which showed that it was invasive ductal carcinoma. And I feel so blessed because I subscribe to alternative journals in medicine. And that day that the doctor called to tell me the diagnosis, and that it was malignant, I had just received my mail. I'd laid down the journal with Dr. David Williams' name on it, and it said, cancer in Japan almost cured, and that is caused by stress and a lowered immune system. And the doctor went on to say if he had cancer, he would take AHCC, which is made from Japanese mushrooms, and that would help. However, I then went to my health food store. They had it. I bought it. I then went to Barnes & Noble's, and I was reading Suzanne Summers' book, and I decided to check out some wellness magazines, and I found out a female wellness magazine on the shelf. I was perusing through it and discovered a book written by Tanya Pierce called Outsmart Your Cancer, and I was convinced I needed her book. As I got the book, I decided to try the flaxseed oil diet. I was interested in something I could take with vitamin C. And I've learned that there is a place, and that's Hope for Cancer. And I then started on the Allogic insurance formula. In addition, I was taking the AHCC. I was doing Dr. Budwig's cottage cheese and flaxseed oil diet. I also continued my visits to my doctor. He had given me an appointment the next month for surgery. I postponed it. In fact, I postponed the surgery for 3 months. I must tell you here, I was a medical social worker at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York. I worked with cancer patients, and I ran groups with breast patients. And it was devastating to see what some of the women went through. This was in the 60s. So I knew how devastating it could be, even with surgery or with chemo. And I was determined I was not going to have chemo or radiation if I could help it. So I continued with Dr. Budwig's flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. I continued with the Allogic insurance formula. I continued with AHCC. And I also changed my diet because I listened to Dr. Lorraine Day on a tape who cured herself of cancer. She's an MD. I changed my diet, ate more vegetables, more fruit, less meat, and I'm so grateful to Outsmart Your Cancer because there are so many alternatives in there that are natural that people can be helped with. And of course, each person, I think, knows which one is best for them. And this is what I chose for me. I had my surgery 3 months after I did the alternatives, and I was told it was 3 centimeters. And by the time I had the surgery, after when the doctor went over the pathology report, he said to me, you know it was 2.5 centimeters. I said, no, doctor. Initially, you told me 3 centimeters. He said, that's right. He said, I knew you were doing something, but I didn't know what. And then I told him about the flaxseed oil and the cottage cheese and some of the others. And he wrote some of them down. He admitted to me, he said, they don't teach us that in medical school. I said, I know. And I said, I'm so grateful to you for being patient with me. The other thing I'd like to share is I want people to know there is hope. This flaxseed oil and cottage cheese diet that's mentioned in her book, people have been sent home after chemo as well as a radiation and really survived after going on that cottage cheese flaxseed oil diet. I'm so grateful for alternatives. I think God stepped in and showed me the way. Thank God for alternative medicine as well as, you know, standardized medicine. But I do believe you have to take some of the things in your own hand and look at all things. Thank you.